Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ons Moore. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Derry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa misplays the ball. That's an error on Walesa. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to second. Two outs. Ons Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Walesa out. Two outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Derry reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen bunts in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to second. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Greenberg scores. It's 1-0. Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tebbets for the out. Outlaw moves to third. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hall. Mayo moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo scores. McCuskey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. McCuskey scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Walesa out. 2 outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Derry hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Fowler reaches second base with a double. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 2 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walesa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen strikes out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to second. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. Tebbets moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Derry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Derry for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ons Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Konopka pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Konopka reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Tigers. Gene Handley pinch runs for Bruce Konopka. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tebbets for a passed ball. Handley moves to third. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jesse Flores now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Derry. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Outlaw bunts in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to third. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullen scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-4 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Derry hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ons Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields the ball and throws to Trout covering. Safe. Hall scores. Kell moves to third. It's 7-2, Tigers. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-4 in the game. Walesa hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.